Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Pam. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I was calling to file an unemployment claim because when I was trying to sign in online, and it has an old email that I used for this a long time ago. And you know how you guys used to sign in with just the PIN and the social security number. I see it's not like that no more, and I forgot what email I used on that.
Okay. May I have that first name?
Dontarius Burks, D-O-N-T-A-R-I-U-S.
Wait a minute. You said D-O-N-T-A-R.
D-O-N, B as in dog. B as in dog, D-O-N.
You said D as in dog?
Yeah, ma'am. D-O-N-T-A-R-I-U-S.
Let me see. D as in dog, O as in own, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, A as in apple, R as in roof, I as in in, U as in up, S as in store.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's that last name?
Burks. B as in boy, U R K S, B U R K S.
Okay, Mr. Burks, what's your social?
427-633-800.
That's 427-633-800.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a middle initial?
B as in dog.
And what's that email?
Well, the email that they said I use on there, I don't even know anymore. I have a new email, though.
Yeah, you're going to add that new email.
B as in dog.
Is it all caps or is it going to be lowercase?
Oh, it doesn't even matter. It's just, you can capitalize D or lowercase D, whichever one.
Okay.
It's just the first initial, my first name, D.
Uh-huh.
And then my last name, Burks, D, Burks. And then the number 17 at hotmail.com. So it's D, Burks, 17 at hotmail.com.
Okay. And your phone number?
My new number is, is a new phone number, but I didn't pay the bill yet, so it is currently off, but it's still my current number.
Okay.
It's 256-583-2492.
That's 256-583-2492.
92.
Oh, 24, 92.
Thank you.
And you said that social is 427-63-3800, correct?
Say what, ma'am?
I said you say your social is 427-63-3800, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your date of birth?
July 27, 1988.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Robinson.
That's R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N or R-O-B-I-O-N?
R-O-B. Because on my birth certificate, my mom's last name is Burt, but on my birth certificate, I think it got her dad's last name on there.
That's her maiden name?
Yes, ma'am. Robinson.
And it's spelled R-O-B.
R-O-B-I-N. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, so R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's
8177-124. 8177-124.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
Ma'am?
What's your preferred English. Language? English. Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing English?
No, ma'am.
You do certify that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud.
Right.
I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. And could affect your ability to receive future benefits. You do understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed? Has your last,
ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And may I have that email again?
dbert17 at hotmail.com.
And that phone number is 256-58-2492, correct?
256-583-2492.
And what's your date of birth?
July 27, 1988.
In what state was your license given?
Alabama.
And may I have that license number again, please?
8177-124.
And you said 07/27/1988 for your date of birth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize. Let me have that license number again.
Okay. 8177-124.
Give me one moment.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's July 27th, 1988.
Yes, ma'am.
Trying to figure out what is going on here with my system. Because I put this information in.
I was going to say, if it might not be Robinson, then it might be Burt. But
that's what I entered. But that's what I entered in the first time. Let me see. But the system won't know. It only goes by what the information it was given.
So when I do it on the Alabama website, it tells me this account is already used in this, what do you call it, please call to file a claim because I can't sign in.
And let me have your license number again.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's exactly what it was.
My mom's last name.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be, it's Burt instead of Robinson then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I thought. So that's what I kept telling her.
Yeah, so you should, it may, it, well, when I get through, you should be able to get in with no problem. Okay, let's see. Demographics. What race do you prefer? White, Black, Asian, American, Indian, or Alaskan Native, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, or other?
African American.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade. I graduated.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What is your address?
2803.
Can you start back up because your phone went out first?
Oh, sorry. 2803 Washington Street, Northwest. And Huntsville, Alabama.
And that zip code?
35811.
And that was 2803 Washington Street, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35811, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yeah, it's the same. Her address is the same as me.
And what was your occupation with your last employer?
What was the name of the job, or what was it?
That'll work. What's the name of the job?
I was at Coastal. It's called Coastal Personnel.
What did you
personnel.
What did you do?
Quality inspector.
QC. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, I am seeking new work, yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hall?
Say that again.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hall?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. They did not.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation? Okay.
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 to 25 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
Say that again.
What's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
Oh, the lowest?
Mm-hmm.
15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in any time between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend... Huh?
I have direct deposit.
Okay, so you went to get it. What type of account are you going to use today?
Checking.
Okay. You can go ahead and give me that routing number.
The routing number is 0913-02966.
That is 0913-02966.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that accounting number? The bank account number?
Oh, Oh, the count. I'm sorry. I had logged out. Oh, it's 304-110-898-778.
That's 304-110-898-778.
Yes, ma'am.
What was the name of your last employer? Was it personnel staffing?
Yes, ma'am. Cost personnel. Yes, ma'am.
611 Walnut Street, Gaston, Alabama.
Ma'am.
I said 611 Walnut Street, Gaston, Alabama.
Oh, no, let me look at it. I got it pulled up. It is 1855 University Drive, Huntsville, Alabama. And all I know, they laid us off and told us they had no more work for right now, and it's been like a week going on. Like, they let us work one day, then all of a sudden when we clocked out, they're like, hey, y'all don't have to come in tomorrow. And then they sent us a text saying we have no more work right now. It's like, what? It literally messed me up, put me way behind. It was weird. They didn't give us no explanation or nothing. They didn't even say if they were fired or not. They didn't even test us back yet. We wrote them back. We ain't hear nothing back from them. We even went up there, and they said, they have nothing to do right now, no work right now.
Okay. Give me the name of your employer again.
Coach Personnel.
You said Coach Personnel?
COAST. Coach Personnel Services.
And you just say Coach, COATES?
COAST.
Coast Personnel Services. Okay, give me a second. And let me have the address again for them. Let me have the address again for your employer. Mr. Burks. Hello, Mr. Burks. Thank you. Can you hear Mr. Burks?